This is Twit.
So, again, on this flock controversy from a different angle, on Sunday morning, a couple days ago, a blog post titled Proposal, Treat Flock Like a Security Concern, and this was from WordPress. WordPress suggests four lines of code to block flock. They said, after quoting some of the EFF's, you know, Google's flock is a terrible idea blog post, their post begins, WordPress powers approximately 41% of the web, and this community can help combat racism, sexism, anti-LGBTQ plus discrimination, and discrimination against those with mental illness with four lines of code. Okay, so certainly that would be worth doing if that were the case. The four lines of code relate to what we talked about last week. It's the PHP code which could be added to the WordPress core, which is what they're proposing, to cause the WordPress website to add that flock blocking reply header or response header to everything going out from the WordPress site to the browser. And so this WordPress post proposes that this bit of code should be added to the so-called WordPress core. So this 41% of the web would be saying, we don't want the fact that we went to this WordPress site to be entered into the Chrome browser's aggregation of browser use history, which is used to form this flock ID. And I was trying to think, because I've looked at, you know, the net is full of reactions to this. You know, it is, and it's, so if nothing else, I'm wanting to understand what the technology is, make sure our listeners understand what it is, that we're just informed, and then it's going to be interesting to see how this shakes out. I have no idea. You know, Chrome, by far the majority browser on the net, probably not within the cohort of our listeners. I don't know, but the facts are what matters. I was trying to think of what the reactions that I've been seeing on the net have put me in mind of. And the first thing that occurred to me was the Apple Google contact tracing proposal, you know, back when COVID was a new term for us. And as we'll recall, none of the popular press or even the tech press took the time to understand how the system was designed. We did here. And it was clear, if nothing else, that it was well designed with privacy protection as one of its central tenets. But the media just latched onto some of the scary words uttered by others who hadn't bothered to understand the system. And yes, it was complicated. You know, it was not simple to understand, but it was understandable. And as I've educated myself more about flock, I'm seeing that the same is true of it. And we'll get to that in a minute. But I'll share something that just happened to me yesterday. I had a conversation with someone who had so far chosen not to get vaccinated against COVID-19 because he explained to me that the mRNA vaccines contained pig DNA and that he didn't want pig DNA mixed in with his human DNA. Okay, this person's been a friend for about 40 years, so I didn't want to be rude, and I was caught a bit off guard. I was pretty sure that there was no pig DNA or any other DNA in those vaccines. So I explained the mechanism by which a deliberately engineered fragment of mRNA is injected and how it briefly commandeers our own cellular genetics to cause our bodies to synthesize the characteristic COVID-19 spike protein, which our immune systems then see and recognize as a foreign invader and consequently build antibody defenses for any future reappearances or appearances, actually, of the actual spike protein which embellishes the actual COVID-19 virus. And I also explained that the injected mRNA fragments, which are not DNA, are rather quickly degraded and taken apart. They're disassembled by the natural actions of the enzymes that operate our metabolism. Well, he didn't seem convinced until I explained where that weird rumor must have originated, because one of the components of the vaccine is polyethylene glycol, which for convenience is often abbreviated PEG. So, yeah, the vaccines do contain a small amount of PEG, but no PIG. And when I actually gave him that piece of information, he's like, oh, and he realized where this, you know, mistake had come from. He had some information now, and he seemed much more open to the idea. So we're always going to look at the technology, which is what I want to do here again. At this moment, always subject to change if more is learned, it's clear that flock is different from tracking. You know, the mechanism, for one thing, is all on the browser side as opposed to being spread and distributed all across the internet. And I would argue that in many ways it is vastly more privacy protecting than the cookies and the fingerprinting that we have today. Assuming that we can, and again, subject to any additional information that we receive, which is how we form our opinions. But assuming that we can truly kill all long-term, all other long-term tracking, to me, it seems like an improvement. Today, using the existing true tracking technologies, not only exactly who you are by web browser, that is, which web browser, and exactly everywhere you go, including how long you stay and what you do while you're there, is all being explicitly tracked and logged. You know, like not just where you went, but all the pages there that you visited. And the trackers are able to infer how long you remained by how long until another beacon from your browser pings somewhere else. So by comparison, Google's proposal deliberately and significantly fuzzes up only a little bit of that information by reducing that explicit identification and explicit website visiting and activities while you're there disappear entirely. All of that is reduced to a short hash token that indicates nothing exact about who you are, where you've been, or how long you stayed, and what you were up to while you were there. You know, I mean, it's a real improvement in privacy. But that said, it is a profile tag. No argument there. And I understand that people don't want to be profiled. I don't want to be. But we keep being told that profiling is the price we pay for an otherwise free internet. We're told that it supports the commercialization of the internet and the content that we all take for granted. I've always been skeptical of that, but I have no way of gauging it. Perhaps it's just that, it's something like those who already have enough still want more. You know, we know that back in the 50s, soap commercials were run during those daytime dramas because housewives in the 50s, were watching those, and so products of interest to them were what was shown. Thus, soap operas. It would be nice if this tracking, this profiling, were to end, to me, that's sort of a separate issue. It hasn't ended yet. And I have, as I said earlier, I have no sense for how committed Google is to this. Only time will tell. But for me, it's an intriguing technology. And mostly I just want us to understand what it is. So if nothing else, we have a true way of gauging it rather than saying, you know, period, all profiling is bad, no thank you. You know, if we are to believe what the research is said to show, it adding profiling doubles the revenue that websites with ads receive. And so that's a big gain. And for what it's worth, and we'll have a better sense for this as soon as you understand what I have learned about the efforts that Google has gone into protecting our privacy, which is how we're going to finish this podcast, I'd much rather have that if all traditional tracking can really be killed. If we can kill cookie tracking and fingerprinting and local storage tracking, and you know, the browsers know how we're being tracked. Certainly Google knows. So anyway, I'm looking at the reaction that is occurring and thinking, you know, folks, okay, you know, we saw this back when we were talking about a very well-designed who you had been in proximity to system that Apple and Google together designed. I wish they hadn't called it a flock ID. I would argue, you know, no one likes being ID'd, especially when that's not what it is. You know, a better name would have been a flock CIC, meaning common interests cohort. But that's not what we got from Google.